For many years, Diego Giacometti was overshadowed by his famous brother Alberto. His artfully designed furniture, objects, and animal sculptures were regarded as outstanding craftworks. But they were not displayed in art museums. The Art Museum Graubünden is now trying to correct that impression and to blur the boundaries between art and artistic craftwork. Thanks to a number of private gifts, the museum has put together a group of the artist's works. In 1925, Diego moved to Paris. He and his brother lived in a shared studio on Rue Hippolyte Mandron. He became an indispensable assistant to his brother. Using his artisan skills, Diego prepared the plaster casts and frameworks for Alberto's sculptures. He also made many pieces of his own alongside. However, it was not until Alberto's death in 1966 that Diego concentrated entirely on his own creative work. He made around 5,000 objects in total. In his sculptures, Diego Giacometti focused on animal motifs, which also often decorated his furniture and objects. The five-branch chandelier was a gift for Alberto's 50th birthday. Diego modelled two horses' heads and a fox head into the central pillar. The fox was a reminiscence of an unusual encounter in Paris during the war. In those days, a vixen often paid Diego visits. He named her Mademoiselle Rose, but once Alberto returned, the fox never came back.